Right, we're doing chapter Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Aleph. That's chapter 15. It says verse 1. It says, "Mane rach yoshev chema, udvar etzev yale af." A soft answer turns away anger, and a harsh word raises anger. Okay. So the question is, the first question that you have to ask is, who are we talking to? If you talk nicely to a Nazi or to ISIS, it's not going to help much. We're talking about a person that you have a relationship with, and that you have a relationship, and you want the relationship, okay? So the thing is that that's what the Pasuk is talking about. All right. So the next question is, what's the subject of the pasuk? The subject of the pasuk is how to respond to anger, or the best way of responding to anger. Okay, or you could say the subject is there's two ways of responding to anger. Okay, now the more natural way of responding would be to react in anger. The reason for that is because I only act on immediate emotions, and since there's anger built up in me, I need an outlet for the anger. So I give a outlet, I yell back. So that's the most immediate, and it's satisfying for the moment that I get it out. Okay? The question is why is the, according to King Solomon, the second way seems to be the better answer. I mean, the first way is the better answer, the soft answer. Now the question is, I have to see what the benefit is. Okay? So I want to say there are, let's put it this way, there are two harms. There are two harms in doing it harshly. Even though you do have an outlet, that is a benefit. But the thing is, that erases the anger of the other person, and it keeps the anger going for a longer period. Anger is not a pleasant emotion, so therefore, since it's not a pleasant emotion, you want to get rid of it as fast as possible. So in one way, if you let it out fast, you get it out immediately, but then there's a retort of anger, so it keeps the anger going longer. And the second problem is that you don't have the relationship with you want. So you keep away from that relationship for a longer period, and which is also an unhappy feeling. So for that 1 minute of discomfort of holding in your anger and answering in a nice way, you lose out in those two ways. All right, so CD wants to add that when you respond in anger, so then the other person feels, in other words, when the person talks to you harshly, you feel not accepted by the person that's speaking to you harshly. When you answer harshly, so he feels that he's not accepted. But if I answer in a soft language, I explain whatever the argument is about, but I talk softly like I'm having a discussion, so then you feel accepted, so then that could end the anger. So then you could get back, you end the anger, even though you want to get angry, but you end the anger. And two is you have the relationship again, because both people feel accepted.